want to thank everyone for being here and welcome to the 36th annual. Whether this is your first time or your 36th, we have something for everyone. I want to start today by welcoming Freddie Warner. I'm not going to give much of an introduction, and I'm not going to say because he needs no introduction, but the truth is I don't want to take up precious time from all the things he has to share with us today. People know that he is an extraordinary government relations person with Memorial Hermann, a long storied career before that, and he truly has his finger on the pulse from D.C. to Austin. I had the opportunity to visit with him briefly in the lobby this morning, and it was everything I could do to contain him to get here to make his remarks. So we welcome Freddie. We thank you so much.
Thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate my mom giving her some comments to make in my introduction. I have looked forward to this opportunity, given that we are in uncharted territory, interesting times, and I've been at this for 40 years, and I can say that I certainly have not seen anything quite like this. I told Yvonne earlier, choosing between going to D.C. one week or going to Austin is choosing between the guillotine and the firing squad lately, but that's where we are. If you are an advocate or if you are representing systems, health systems today, I don't know that there's been a time where our sector has been under such attack, both at the federal and the state level. I shared some things with the group last year that I think ring true this year, given that we are in the middle of a state legislative cycle at the same time that we've got a new Congress and new administration. And that is, we have lawmakers and policymakers who really still do not understand the fundamentals of our business. And if they don't understand how we get paid, it's really difficult for me to consider how many pieces of legislation go directly to our revenue streams. And the lack of understanding is where my team is focused for the last couple of years and where I would encourage all of y'all to focus going forward. I'm going to blow through my slides pretty quickly to get into the meat of the conversation. But I think that, most everybody understands we've had a pretty significant election cycle and impacts, but the opportunity for education during the interim was truncated by the fact that we had multiple special sessions following the regular legislative session 2023, plus we had an impeachment trial of the sitting attorney general that ate up a tremendous amount of the time that we would otherwise have devoted to meeting with lawmakers. And frankly, a lot of them were also in contested primary races themselves, including the House Speaker. And there was just not a lot of interest in becoming educated. Frankly, they didn't want to meet with us at all unless we were bringing checks for them. And it made it very difficult, made it very challenging for us to try to get much accomplished during the legislative interim, where a lot of times we get a lot of our work done. Really quickly, the Senate majority in the state Senate, the House majority in the House didn't change very much. I think the thing that is most significant is if you look at the departures of some of the members who were not only friendly to the health sector, but if you think about we're a non-Medicaid expansion state, we had a whole bunch of members, particularly a handful of rural Republican members who supported Medicaid expansion, who worked with us very closely on things like improving rural health, even bleeding over into things like broadband and the opportunities to be able to improve the services that are being provided in the rural communities. Well, those folks are gone. And frankly, a lot of the folks who replaced them came with very different agenda and are not necessarily folks who are favorable to the health sector. So we have significant departures, including, we had the last two sitting chairs of the House Public Health Committee who were either defeated in primary or decided not to seek re-election. So a tough cycle, and opportunities for educating new lawmakers were really limited. So that's a couple of themes from the cycle. Looking at the governors, lieutenant governors, and the speaker's legislative priorities for the session, if you've been paying attention to the news,